to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. I got your hey, yo. Now listen what I say, yo. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on? When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. Come back and hey, oh, look at what I say, oh. The more I see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey,
listen what I say. Saratoga, and welcome to your favorite radio station, 91.1 WSPN, where the Red Alert Radio Show brings you the latest and most interesting facts about natural disasters. Today, the Masters of Disasters will bring you the latest on winter hazards. Since we are located in the northeast of the United States, and more precisely, upstate New York, most of you are probably very familiar with winter. And even if you aren't, we will make you an expert on winter hazards. Today, our show will be covering winter hazards such as avalanches, ice storms, blizzards, hail, sleet, snow, and even the year without a summer that happened here in 1816. Not only will we be enriching your mind with information about these hazards, but we will also be telling you the best ways to stay safe and make it through the Northeast winters. So stay tuned, Saratoga, find out how to avoid dying of hypothermia and frostbite, and what you can expect for this winter. First up, for this Winter Wonderland broadcast, we'll be talking about the quite familiar and obvious events that occur during the winter season, such as snow, sleet, and hail. I'm sure most of you listeners out there are very familiar with winter and what it's all about. If you live in the northeast of the United States, there is no doubt that you've seen snow fall from the sky. What people may not realize about snow is that there are certain conditions the atmosphere needs to meet in order for snow to form. Snow forms its famous crystalline structures, or snowflakes, at or below freezing point of water, 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. This crystalline structure is what causes snowflakes, which is what fascinates people like me that are not familiar with the snow. Another factor in the formation of snow is the pressure in the atmosphere. If the pressure in the atmosphere is higher than usual, then depending on just how cold the temperature is, snow could turn into freezing rain, which does not sound so fun at all. Sleet differs from snow because it requires a little more specific conditions in order to form. To begin with, the temperature at ground level must be at or below freezing. As you go higher into the atmosphere, there has to be a warm pocket of air, and this pocket of air will partially melt the snow on its way down. Then the mixture of water and ice refreezes when it gets closer to the surface, causing the sleet. And last but not least, hail. Hail is potentially the most dangerous form of them all. Hail forms in clouds through a process called accretion. Think of a candle forming layers of wax. A droplet of ice does the same thing with water, which freezes as it accumulates. Hail can only form in the highest of clouds because the conditions need to be very cold and very windy, which to me sounds miserable. But if you just think about it, hail is basically ice falling from the sky. And so it makes sense that you need such cold temperatures So the molecules condense and form these hard balls that can just hit you in the head and knock you out. And just for future reference, if you ever try to make a sleep man or hail man, don't waste your time because it won't work, trust me. So first of all, what's so good about winter? You have shorter days, you freeze your butt off, you have to shovel snow, you have to defrost your car, wear your entire closet of clothes just to step outside, and then have to take them all off once you go inside because it's so warm. None of this ever sounded fun for me, and especially being from Florida, I told myself I never wanted to experience anything like this. Quite ironically, here I am, a student at Skidmore College in upstate New York, a place that's world-renowned for being cold and snowy, and definitely a place I never thought I'd end up. Last week was the first time I had seen snow.